Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings, they're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Club and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself, because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I had always thought of Walmart as a convenient place to run errands, especially since it was open 24/7. One evening, after a long day at work, I realized I needed a few items for the week. It was around 11 p.m., and though I felt a bit uneasy about going out so late, I decided to make a quick trip. I drove to the Walmart a few miles from my apartment, figuring it would be a quick in and out. The parking lot was nearly empty, with only a few cars scattered here and there under the dim, flickering lights. I parked near the entrance to minimize the walk, grabbed my reusable shopping bags, and headed inside. The store was quiet, almost eerily so, with only a handful of shoppers and the hum of fluorescent lights overhead. I quickly found the items I needed: milk, bread, a couple of snacks, and some toiletries. As I made my way to the self-checkout, I noticed a man standing near the entrance. He was dressed in dark clothing, his hood pulled up, obscuring his face. He seemed out of place, just standing there, not shopping, not moving. I brushed off the unease and focused on scanning my items and paying. Once outside, the chill in the night air made me shiver. I glanced around the parking lot, feeling a bit more paranoid than usual. To my dismay, I noticed the man from inside now standing by a car not too far from mine. My heart started to race. Trying to stay calm, I walked briskly to my car, keys clutched tightly in my hand. As I reached my car and unlocked the door, I felt a presence behind me. I glanced back and saw the man walking towards me. Panic set in. I quickly opened the door, threw my bags onto the passenger seat, and jumped in. My hands trembled as I tried to start the car. The engine roared to life, and just as I put it in drive, the man reached my window and pounded on it. "Hey, can you give me a ride?" he asked, his voice muffled through the glass. I shook my head vehemently and mouthed "No," while avoiding eye contact. He banged harder on the window, making me jump. "Please, I just need a ride down the road," he insisted, his voice growing more agitated. I shifted into reverse, not caring about anything but getting away. I backed out of the parking space quickly, nearly hitting a shopping cart, and sped off towards the exit. My heart was pounding so hard it felt like it might burst out of my chest. As I drove away, I glanced in the rearview mirror and saw the man standing in the middle of the parking lot, watching me leave. I kept checking the mirror, half expecting to see his car following me, but he remained a solitary figure, fading into the distance. I didn't drive straight home. Instead, I took a longer route, making random turns to ensure I wasn't being followed. Eventually, I made it back to my apartment, but the sense of dread lingered. I parked in my building's lot, sprinted to my door, and locked it behind me. I couldn't sleep that night. Every creak and groan of the building made me jump. I kept replaying the encounter in my mind, imagining all the terrible things that could have happened. The man's face, or what little I saw of it, haunted me. His insistence, the way he seemed to appear out of nowhere, it all felt so wrong. The next day, I reported the incident to the Walmart management and the local police. They took my statement, but I could tell they didn't take it too seriously. "Just be more careful at night," one officer advised. Weeks went by, and though I tried to put the incident behind me, it was always in the back of my mind. Every time I went out at night, I felt a pang of anxiety, scanning my surroundings more carefully than before. Then, about a month later, I saw a news report that sent chills down my spine. A man fitting the description of the one who had followed me was arrested in connection with several assaults in the area. The report mentioned his modus operandi, approaching lone women in parking lots, asking for help, then attacking when they let their guard down. I realized how close I had come to becoming one of his victims. The thought was terrifying, but it also made me grateful that I had trusted my instincts that night. Since then, I've been much more cautious, especially when I'm out alone. The world can be a dangerous place, and sometimes, the most ordinary settings can harbor the most sinister threats. Working the night shift at Walmart wasn't exactly what I'd dreamed of, but it paid the bills while I was going to school. It was usually quiet, which gave me plenty of time to study and finish assignments. That night seemed no different from any other. The store was calm, and only a few late-night shoppers wandered the aisle.
Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings. They're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Clubs and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself. Because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
My shift began at 10 p.m., and by midnight, I had settled into the routine of restocking shelves and helping the occasional customer. Around 1 a.m., I noticed a man loitering near the entrance. He looked out of place, wearing a heavy coat despite the warm weather. His eyes darted around the store, never settling on anything for too long. I felt a shiver run down my spine, but tried to shake it off. Maybe he was just waiting for someone. As the night went on, the man didn't leave. He drifted through the store, occasionally picking up an item and then putting it back. His behavior was increasingly unsettling. Whenever I glanced in his direction, he seemed to be watching me. I tried to focus on my work, but his presence made it difficult. Around 2 a.m., I took a break and went to the employee lounge. As I sipped my coffee, I couldn't shake the feeling of being watched. When I returned to the floor, I was startled to find the man standing in the aisle I had just been working in. He was staring at a shelf, but his eyes quickly shifted to me as I approached. "Can I help you find something?" I asked, trying to keep my voice steady. He didn't respond at first, just stared at me with an unnerving intensity. Finally, he muttered, "No, just browsing." I nodded and quickly walked away, my heart pounding. Something about him wasn't right. I decided to keep an eye on him and inform my manager if his behavior continued. As the hours passed, the store grew quieter. The man disappeared for a while, and I allowed myself to relax a bit. But around 3 a.m., he reappeared, this time in the electronics section. He was standing near the security monitors, watching the footage with a disturbing fascination. I approached cautiously. "Is there something specific you're looking for?" He turned to face me, his expression blank. "No, just looking." I backed away slowly, feeling a growing sense of unease. I decided it was time to inform my manager. I found him in the back office and explained the situation. "Don't worry," he said. "I'll handle it. Just keep doing your job and let me know if he bothers you again." Feeling somewhat reassured, I returned to the floor. But as the minutes ticked by, the man's presence continued to gnaw at me. He was now near the checkout lanes, watching as the few remaining customers made their purchases. At around 4 a.m., I heard a commotion near the entrance. I hurried over to find the man arguing with another customer, a woman who looked visibly frightened. He was yelling at her, accusing her of something I couldn't quite make out. "Sir, is there a problem?" I asked, trying to sound authoritative. He turned his rage toward me. "This woman has been following me. She's trying to steal from me." The woman looked terrified and shook her head. "I don't know what he's talking about. I just came to buy some groceries." My manager arrived, diffusing the situation and asking the man to leave the store. He protested but eventually stormed out, muttering under his breath. I thought that would be the end of it, but my relief was short-lived. As I was leaving the store at the end of my shift, I saw the man standing near my car, his face partially obscured by the shadows. My heart raced as I approached cautiously. "What do you want?" I demanded, trying to sound braver than I felt. He stepped forward, a sinister smile spreading across his face. "I know you've been watching me. I don't like people watching me." I glanced around, hoping to see someone, anyone, who could help. The parking lot was empty. "Look, I don't want any trouble. Just leave me alone." He took another step closer, and I could see the glint of something metallic in his hand. Panic surged through me. "Stay away from me," I shouted, fumbling for my keys. Before he could move any closer, I managed to unlock my car and jump inside. I locked the doors and started the engine, my hands shaking uncontrollably. He banged on the window, shouting incoherently, but I floored the gas pedal and sped away. I drove straight to the police station and reported the incident. They took my statement and promised to keep an eye on the store and the parking lot. But the damage was done. I couldn't shake the feeling of his presence, the fear that he might come back. For the next few weeks, I was on edge, constantly looking over my shoulder. I changed my routine, started parking closer to the entrance, and always made sure someone was with me when I left the store. The man never returned, but the experience left a lasting impression. I realized how vulnerable I had been, how quickly a seemingly normal night could turn into a nightmare. The late shifts at Walmart no longer felt safe, and I eventually found another job. The memory of that night still haunts me. I had been working the late shift at Walmart for about 6 months. As a college student, the hours were flexible and the pay helped cover my expenses. That night, I was stationed at the electronics section, which was usually quiet after 10 p.m. Most customers at that hour were just picking up last-minute items or browsing aimlessly to pass the time. Around 11 p.m., I noticed a man lingering near the video game section. He was tall, with greasy hair and a worn-out leather jacket. Something about him made me uneasy, but I tried to brush it off as paranoia. People of all kinds came through Walmart, especially late at night. After a while, he approached the counter with a couple of games in his hand. His eyes darted around nervously as he placed the items on the counter. "Find everything you need?" I asked, trying to sound cheerful. "Yeah," he mumbled, not making eye contact. As I scanned the games, I noticed he kept glancing at me and then quickly looking away. It was unnerving. I finished the transaction and handed him his bag. "Thanks," he said, his voice low. He lingered for a moment, as if he wanted to say something else, but then turned and walked away. I watched him leave, feeling a strange sense of relief. But the feeling didn't last long. About an hour later, I was restocking some shelves when I saw him again. He was standing at the end of the aisle, just watching me. I pretended not to notice and continued my work, but I could feel his eyes on me. It was unsettling. When I looked up again, he was gone. I tried to shake off the feeling of dread that was creeping over me. It was just a customer, I told myself. Nothing to worry about. As the night went on, the store grew quieter. I was tidying up the electronics section when I felt a presence behind me. I turned around, and there he was, standing uncomfortably close. "Can I help you with something?" I asked, trying to keep my voice steady. "Yeah," he said, his eyes locking onto mine. "Do you have any more of these in the back?" He held up a video game. I took a step back, putting some distance between us. "I can check for you. Give me a moment." I hurried to the back room, my heart pounding. I needed to get away from him, even if just for a minute. I took a deep breath and tried to calm myself. After a few minutes, I went back out, relieved to see he was no longer in the electronics section. As I made my way back to the counter, I saw him again, this time near the toy section. He was just standing there, staring at me. It was clear now that he wasn't just a customer. He was following me. I grabbed my phone and sent a quick text to my manager, letting him know what was going on. He replied almost immediately, telling me to stay where I was and that he would be right over. A few minutes later, my manager arrived. I pointed out the man, who was still lingering near the toys. My manager approached him and asked if he needed any help. The man shook his head and quickly walked away, leaving the store. My manager stayed with me for the rest of my shift, just in case the man came back. He didn't, but the incident left me shaken. I couldn't shake the feeling of his eyes on me, even after I got home. Over the next few days, I tried to put the incident behind me. I told myself it was just a one-time thing, a weird customer who probably meant no harm. But then, a week later, I saw him again. It was around the same time, late at night. He was in the electronics section, pretending to browse. My heart sank. I tried to avoid his gaze and focused on my work, but I could feel his presence. As my shift came to an end, I decided to leave through the back exit, hoping to avoid any further encounters. I grabbed my things and made my way to the door. Just as I was about to step outside, I heard a noise behind me. I turned around and saw him standing there, blocking my way. "Hey," he said, his voice eerily calm. "I just wanted to talk." I felt a surge of panic. "I need to go," I said, trying to keep my voice steady. "Just for a minute," he insisted, taking a step closer. I turned and ran. I didn't look back, didn't stop until I was in my car with the doors locked. My hands were shaking as I fumbled with the keys, finally managing to start the engine. I drove straight to the police station and reported the man. They took my statement and assured me they would look into it. But the damage was already done. I felt violated, scared to go back to work, scared to be alone. The police did patrol the area more frequently after that, and I never saw the man again. But the experience left a mark. I was more cautious, more aware of my surroundings. The late shifts at Walmart no longer felt safe, and I eventually found another job. The memory of that man's stare, his unsettling presence, still haunts me. It was a reminder that danger can lurk anywhere, even in the most mundane places. Working at Walmart wasn't the most glamorous job, but it was steady, and I had gotten used to the late night shifts. I liked the quiet hours, the time to think and just do my job without too many interruptions. However, one night turned into an experience I will never forget. It was a typical Friday night shift, and I was stocking shelves in the home goods section. The store was relatively empty, with only a few late night shoppers wandering the aisles. Around 2 a.m., the store took on an eerie stillness that was both calming and unnerving. The fluorescent lights buzzed softly, casting long shadows that seemed to flicker at the edges of my vision. I was working on the towels, making sure they were neatly stacked, when I heard a faint whisper. At first, I thought it was just the sound of the air conditioning or the rustle of a customer's cart, but then it happened again. This time, it was clearer, almost like a voice calling out from the depths of the store. "Hello?" I called out, feeling a chill run down my spine. There was no response, just the persistent hum of the lights. I shook it off, convincing myself that I was imagining things, and went back to my task. As I continued working, the whispers grew more frequent, and I started to feel uneasy. It felt like someone was watching me, but every time I looked around, there was no one there. My heart began to race, and I found myself glancing over my shoulder more often. I decided to take a short break and headed to the employee lounge. As I walked through the empty aisles, the whispers seemed to follow me, echoing softly around me. I quickened my pace, trying to shake off the growing sense of dread. In the lounge, I made myself a cup of coffee, hoping it would calm my nerves. I sat down, trying to convince myself that it was all in my head. After a few minutes, I felt a bit more at ease and decided to get back to work. As I returned to the home goods section, I noticed something strange. One of the aisles was darker than the others, the lights flickering as if struggling to stay on. I hesitated for a moment, but then forced myself to walk down the aisle. The shadows seemed to dance on the shelves, and the air felt colder. As I reached the end of the aisle, I saw a figure standing there. It was a woman, her back turned to me, wearing a long, dark dress. My heart skipped a beat. "Excuse me, can I help you?" I asked, my voice trembling. The woman didn't respond. She just stood there, motionless. I took a step closer, and she slowly turned to face me. Her eyes were hollow, and her face was pale and gaunt. She looked like she had stepped out of a different time, a ghostly presence in the fluorescent lit store. I stumbled backward, my mind racing. "Who are you?" I managed to whisper. The woman's lips moved, but no sound came out. She pointed to the end of the aisle, where the darkness seemed to thicken. I was frozen in place, unable to move or speak. The temperature dropped further, and I could see my breath in the air. Suddenly, the lights flickered and went out completely, plunging the store into darkness. I felt a cold hand on my shoulder and spun around, but there was no one there. Panic set in, and I fumbled for my phone, using its flashlight to navigate my way back to the main aisle. The whispers returned, louder this time, overlapping and indistinguishable. I could feel them pressing in on me, suffocating me with their presence. I ran to the front of the store, my breath coming in ragged gasps. When I reached the entrance, the lights flickered back on. The whispers stopped, and the store was silent once more. I turned around, but the woman was gone. The aisle was empty, and everything seemed normal. I reported the incident to my manager, but he just shrugged it off, saying it was probably just my imagination. But I knew what I had seen, what I had felt. The store wasn't as safe and mundane as it seemed. Something haunted its aisles, something that thrived in the shadows and fed on fear. From that night on, I couldn't shake the feeling of being watched. Every time I worked a night shift, I kept my phone's flashlight handy and made sure to stick to well-lit areas. The whispers never returned, but the memory of that ghostly woman and the cold, dark aisle stayed with me. I eventually left that job, but the experience left a lasting impression on me, and I started to be afraid of dark and empty places.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.